answer the phone, Paladin. Oh, it sounds like Paladin's already on with us.
Superhero time with your hosts, XV.
Mickey, you can't see anything with a straight face.
Hey, Mickey.
Something died.
Paladin.
That's what she said.
And Fort Max.
Because I sadly do not have anything better to do. Showtime.
Okay, it's superhero time. And of course, last week when I said what day it was and that the show would be up the same night, it wasn't. So I'm not going to do that again this time.
Hooray.
Yeah, whatever. I'm XV, and with me this week I have Fort Max.
Hello.
Paladin.
Hello.
And, of course, Hey Mickey.
Hi.
That's what you were going to do last week, wasn't it?
It was, then you screwed it up.
Well, do you feel better now that you got out of your system?
Yes, I want to have the earliest bleep ever for our show.
Yeah, I'm
of course,
you're going
to stop that by like cutting in something before of you saying
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no fooling you, is there?
No. I'm on to your Wily games.
Oh, see, I was expecting you to say again.
Oh.
See, that would be a funny gimmick for you, just to piss me off.
Just say in every single sentence.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
I think even I'd get bored of saying that after a while.
So do we have an actual show tonight, or is this just going to be
blatant cursing?
Do we ever have an
hour?
Actual show?
Yeah, this sounds normal.
I know. Well, usually we don't get that like 5 or 6 times in the first minute of the podcast. You guys are really
this
on
your
game.
This is the RoboCop version of the podcast.
Okay, so where's Red from that 70s show to shoot somebody's arm off?
He's telling the bitches to leave.
And then, of course, you have to ask who would be Murphy. Because I'm totally not it.
I'm going with Paladin, because he seems the most bitter and angry.
But Murphy wasn't bitter and angry before he got, you know, killed.
Yeah, but after he got killed, he wasn't doing so hot.
He was a lot shinier, though.
Yeah, I get cool robot parts and I get to shoot people. I'm cool with that.
And you get to bang Officer Lewis.
Yeah, she wasn't that hot.
Did RoboCop have like a special attachment to do that? Because I don't think he had...
The data spike, remember, in his fist?
Boy, that sounds painful.
That's what she said.
Well, it was Lewis, though, so it was deserved.
Why are we talking about this?
I have no idea. Although, as long as we're on the subject, did anyone watch RoboCop 3?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember how Officer Lewis dies? Yeah, that was one of the cyber ninjas. Lewis dies because she's off duty and she said, I'm going out with Murphy. No thanks. I don't need my bulletproof vest. What could possibly happen? And like 30 seconds later, she gets shot up 1,000 times.
Well, you know what? Really, that's just your own fault for watching that movie.
Well, it had RoboCop in a jetpack and a flamethrower. How could you not want to watch that?
And Cyber Ninja.
Because of everything else?
Yeah, well. I think the problem was that Frank Miller wrote it without any whores in it.
Because they killed off what's-her-name?
Yeah.
Who, even though you've been saying her name over and over again for the last, like, minute, it's just totally escaping me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the whore from the second one.
No.
You're talking about Lewis.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't a whore. She was just lame and stupid.
Well, if she would have lived through the movie, she probably would have been made into one.
Probably.
Don't
we talk about Sentai stuff occasionally?
That's the rumor.
I guess you could sort of call RoboCop like Metal Hero.
I suppose.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, about like 60
like your
Batman
pants.
Boy. So, what's going
so
on?
Loose, then.
Okay, so what
so there were some nice Shinkenger figures that came out sort of in Japan.
Well, they didn't really come out. They were just on display at Tamashii Nation.
In other words, well, the annual Bandai is the Bandai's annual ha-ha, you can't have this.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably get made eventually.
Well, if they keep making Shinkenger like they do with Dino, then probably yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Shinkenger was just really popular because nothing else explained it, does it?
Not really. The figures did look really nice. I mean, it's cool to see Japan make Sendai figures with, you know, more than with articulation.
Well, you know, up through like Magi Ranger, they were producing like articulated figures that would usually come with a little vehicle. But then, then after that, they kind of just like stopped and went completely to the vinyl figures.
The Play School model.
Well, we knew Shinken Red won that poll a while back for most desired figure, but we never thought they'd go ahead and do the entire Shinken team.
Well, you know,
along
once
with
you,
Chick Shinkenger Red too.
Once you got the basic body made, I mean, it's not that hard to redress it as the other guys. And since
just
they can
new
get
head and weapon,
since they can get three uses out of a female body too. Of course, I get way more than three uses out of your mom, but that's not really here or there. The problem I have, though, with the figures for the female Rangers is that rather than skirts, they look like they're wearing awkward shorts.
I like shorts.
I know, they're comfy and easy to wear. But when it's supposed to be a skirt and it's just like painted onto the legs, it doesn't really come across right.
You can't really mold a skirt out of that kind of figure.
Sure you can. You just sacrifice all the leg articulation.
Yeah, I think
I'd
rather have
said,
shorts.
You can't really mold a skirt onto that kind of figure.
Basically, your two options are hard plastic skirt or cloth skirt.
Which won't ever look
cloth
right.
Cloth skirts look like turd, and the plastic skirt can't do anything with them at all.
Right.
Now, who wants to bet when they come out, at least one of them will be a Tamashii web shop exclusive?
I'm thinking...
Red.
Yeah, female red.
No, regular red.
Well, that would be just funny, but no. Over.
No, probably the, what are the stagehands called?
Kuriko?
What?
That's what I just said. Somebody repeat for Fort Max, his head's all stopped up.
I don't think repeating will help.
We could bash his head in repeatedly.
Alright, I'm for that. First dibs.
Okay, but you got to clean up later.
That's what she said.
Just put a rug over it; it'll be fine. Also, they had the entire museum family as statue thingies.
Well, statue thingies right now. Clay doll head joints, though. I mean,
and articulation as well.
As did Fudokun,
which was a really.
I just hope
they call
it taboo, so I can have the Weather DuPont molest it.
Except you would need Figuarts Dr. Isaka to molest it rather than Weather DuPont.
That's close enough.
Yeah, they total. See, okay. When I saw the summary of the Tamashii Nations thing and it mentioned the Figuarts Sonozaki family, I was really hoping for the human forms.
That would be awesome.
Well, tell me you wouldn't buy a Figuarts Ryubei.
I totally would.
Mm-hmm.
What about the cat, then? Can't exactly do a figure arts of that.
Sure.
Comes
why
with
not?
Ryubei. Obviously, it would be an accessory.
Like the guinea pig with the green samurai ranger?
Well, an accessory after the fact, at least.
Or like Prince Adam with Orko.
Yeah, see, it would be figure arts cat with accessory Ryubei. Because really, who's going
to
buy it?
The cat come with accessory mittens to put on it.
What?
The cat should have accessory mittens you can put on it.
Or the driver, kittens. Right?
No, kitten mittens.
Just let it go. Let it go.
You've never seen Always Sunny in Philadelphia, have you?
Just let it go. Let it go.
Okay.
So yeah, figuarty stuff. Well, you
another
know,
awesome stuff.
You know, for the One Piece line, they started the Figure Art Zero, which is just statues. So it's entirely possible that might be how they're intending to do these dopants.
which isn't as great as Figuarts, but if they get released, it's still kind of cool.
Sort of. Kinda. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's something.
Okay, so Paladin, what other Figuarts-y stuff did you like at Tamashii Nation?
Well, we should also point out there might be an upcoming new Gridman figure on that B-Arts line.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
Yes. He's one of the candidates for release, along with a bunch of others that would be really awesome.
Well, see, my understanding was that that was not necessarily a candidates for release list, but a list of the top results in a poll they conducted for what character you would like in D-Arts.
Well, either way, the fact that they at least considered Gridman is noticeable.
I suppose.
And since the line's all about digital characters, that I'd say his chances might be good.
Maybe so.
He wouldn't be my first choice for the line, though.
And the existing large figure is kind of aged at this point.
It'd be nice to see a nice modernly articulated version of him.
With fully painted weapons.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't the original Gridman toy pretty articulated?
For its time.
For the time,
sure.
It was. Now, not so much.
There's one thing that confuses me, though. Gridman was a Takara property, right?
No.
No?
It's owned by the same... Gridman, the property, is owned by the same company that owns Ultraman.
So they just
Takara produced the toys.
Takara, well, just that instead of going to, say, Plex and Bandai, they went to Takara.
So they were just, like, subcontracted then?
Yeah. They did the designs for the Mecha.
That's why those are so much more awesome than a typical Megazord.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm not confused anymore.
That kind of shows the design of him, too, because it also looks like the Ryu Kendo designs a little bit, too.
Right, I suppose.
And also why his one robot looks kind of like Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And why all of the Deluxe Toys weapons have 5mm handles. Anyway.
Yes. More news...
Well, how about that promo video I showed you?
Yeah.
That's a good reaction to it.
Who?
Power Rangers
Mickey's
Samurai.
Mickey's or Fort Max's?
Fort Max's.
Oh.
Power Rangers Samurai, saving the world in pajamas.
I thought we determined it was Scrubs.
Well, whatever.
Although, actually, it does look like pajamas also.
And speaking of Power Rangers... Guess what show was completely not listed in the October Nicktoon schedule?
Mystic
I know this one.
Master Rider.
VR Troopers.
Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters.
A dub of live-action
Sailor Moon. Samurai Cyber Squad.
But yeah, Power Rangers not included in the list, and I'm wondering... And, well... That...
What?
Well, we know for sure Saban's in charge of things now, so.
So,
because things are getting messed up.
It's not going to start till 2011, right?
Well, the new show, but we're talking about the reruns we were expecting to start this fall, weren't we?
That's what I thought.
The DVDs even say that the reruns are, well, the DVD that was given away at Comic-Con even said Power Rangers was coming to Nicktoons in October 2010.
Oops.
At this point, I'm wondering if Nickelodeon was wondering why the heck there were Power Rangers at the booth.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
That Nickelodeon had no idea that they'd even bought it. So, we own this now? How'd that happen?
Well, that's basically what Disney's response was.
I always imagine Disney's response would be like, excellent, we own it now.
Actually, this would not be unprecedented. I forget which series it was for, whether it was Jungle Fury or RPM, but there was DVD solicitations sent out that listed upcoming volumes as being Amazon.com exclusives.
Those were volumes 3 and 4 of RPM.
Okay.
Yep.
And Amazon.com had never heard about it before then.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that was another example of RPM not coming out to us.
I know.
Yeah.
It seems to do that as much as it possibly can. But yeah, the real point of this promo video thing, though, is that we did get to see the whole cast of, the whole Ranger cast of Power Rangers Samurai together in their civilian costumes.
Which kind of suck.
What a travesty.
I knew they weren't going to try to replicate the off-duty uniforms from Shin Kendra, but they could at least put a little effort into this.
Well, no, I think they did put a little effort into it.
Emphasis on little.
Thank you, Fort Max.
That's what your mom said about you.
What, thank you, Fort Max?
No, emphasis on little. She's talking about your penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Small. What else do we have now? Is it just the toy news next?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
So that Gosei Ultimate sure did come out, didn't it?
Yes, and I think most of you would celebrate that because, as far as we know, that's the last major release for Gosager.
Oh, I'll bet you the series is on its way out.
Fort Max has a cold.
Oh, gee, I hadn't noticed.
I wasn't telling you; I was telling the audience. Unless it ended up with a cold start, I can't remember. So yeah, what about that Gosei Ultimate?
Yep.
Well, it was released over the weekend,
and it
checking
sure does
the tracking
exist,
number for
it?
Mine, it says yes. I'm tracking mine at the moment. It says inbound.
Your tracking
out
number
of
says yes.
That must be the UPS basic.
Does this shipment exist? Yes.
Yes.
So when is it coming?
So I should have that sometime this week.
Oh, good. I'm sure you can go into all kinds of detail about it for us next week.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I'll leave you alone and I won't grab you for any more reviews for RFC this week, so you should have plenty of time.
Yeah, our podcast first, damn it.
Well, when there's new Power Rangers toys, yes.
More incorrect reviews for RFC.
Well, that's just because Kilby's... whatever.
Yes, I'm not blaming you for that part. Just RFC in general.
That's fine. So, yeah, did anybody see the videos that have gone up for Gosei Ultimate so far?
Of the toy or the
The toy,
show?
Yes, the toy.
No, I have not.
Okay,
does it reveal
you know
anything what it actually does?
Does it... Let me guess. It sucks.
Okay, you know how the fourth mecha in the typical Sentai series will be like some kind of motorized gimmick platform?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosei Ultimate has none.
Outstanding. So it's just
yeah, I think that's
shitty.
A good thing.
At least if it had a motorized gimmick or some kind of complicated electronics or something, there'd be like some justification for it being so awful looking. And huge. And expensive.
But there's not. It's just
awful looking and huge and expensive. For the sake of being awful looking, huge and expensive. Yeah, it does nothing. It comes with five chrome hat wearing headers, and that's about it. It forms a cape. Its header sphincter
and
its chest doesn't even undulate by itself or anything. What?
I hate Gosager.
It really is a failure of a line.
If it wasn't for O's right now, I would have like nothing to look forward to Sentai Toku wise.
I know, isn't that awful?
No, I take that back. There's Pirate Rangers coming up. I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, but not in the short term. That's just awful in the distant future. After another...
Gosager is the price we have to pay to get a team of pirates.
Hard to say if it's really worth it, though.
Especially... you'll change your mind. We've got a pirate ship Megazord next year.
And now for something completely uninteresting.
I don't know. Especially especially after watching episode 32. What was the title of that, Paladin? Create the ultimate f*** up?
Perform the ultimate miracle?
No, I think my version was a little more accurate.
Yeah, probably.
Well, okay. Instead of, we'll go a little bit in depth in this. Let's see. At the end of the last episode, Bigfoot made the magic rice cooker grow huge and hide on top of a building. Okay, so, Paladin, why did he put the rice cooker on top of the building?
Well, that was the first step in his plot to bring Blob back to life, surprising absolutely nobody. And Blob's ultimate plan was revealed to be to spread his mold over the entire planet and make the world into a Blob world.
Well, yes, that makes sense.
His mold?
What, Fort Max? We can't hear
yes.
you.
Sounded like you said his ultimate plan was to spread his mold.
Why does Fort Max keep mold. Going away?
I don't know, and frankly, I prefer it that way.
Fort Max, you sound very far away.
Well, so, sounded like I'm just now imagining him spreading his moles all over the place.
Ew.
It is more interesting than Ghost Sager.
So yeah, apparently at the end of last episode, instead of destroying Blob, the Ghost Sagers actually filled him up with Gosei energy and allowed him to reconstitute himself inside the rice cooker, some crap like that. Basically, instead of destroying him, they just enabled him to fulfill his ultimate plan. Way to blow that one, Ghost Sagers.
Well, tell me you're surprised.
And then, of course, since they have screwed up so royally, Master Head has to come along and pull their asses out of it, and not only sacrifice himself, but the foundation stone for the new Tower of Heaven to give them a toy.
Right.
Damn.
Such is the birth of Gosei Ultimate.
Gosei Ultimate, otherwise known as the Ghostager's ultimate f*** up.
Right.
See, it stopped being funny now.
I hate this show.
Because it's made the word f*** stop being funny?
No, just because of it makes babies cry.
Oh, and while all this was going on, nobody was celebrating Nozomu's birthday, so...
Oh, so there's a funny side story to this.
Yeah. Hilarity ensues.
Is it like when they want to watch his dad as well?
One at a time.
Can I go?
Yes.
Nozomu watches dad as well. Ghost Sagers try to get to the top of the Blob building and cross the streams.
That was actually kind of bad, Paladin. I think you have diminished Ghostbusters a little bit by making a reference to it with Ghost Sager.
Nah, that's not possible.
I'm afraid I might have.
So, with them not celebrating Nozomu's birthday, is it kind of like in Robotech when they didn't celebrate that kid's birthday either?
Well, we can only hope.
Turned evil? And
exactly.
From B-Robo Kabutech?
Oh. Damn it, I keep hearing Robotech and thinking, which kid are they not talking about? The singing one?
No, the kid that was bitching because his birthday was on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Can we not drag up the memory of that, please?
Because I hate you, Kabu.
Kabu.
Well, apparently the next episode of Ghost Sager is another Nozomu-focused episode.
Oh, good.
Well, it's okay because it looks like he's going to tag along with the Ghost Sagers on their next mission. And there's a good chance he'll get killed.
As long as it's not an airy episode.
Yeah, we don't really need any more of those. Actually, we don't need any episodes that focus on anybody but Hyde. And maybe
or Ghost Knight.
Maybe. It depends how much you're screwing him up that week.
True.
Yeah.
Your mom screws up Ghost Knight.
Oh, So how about the O's?
Everything's coming up O's this week.
Including your mom.
Yes. Episode 5 was a huge improvement over episode 4.
Improvement?
Improvement, yes. That's how much better it was. I improved it over the O's to an O's.
Because everything's coming up O's?
Yes, there's a logic there somewhere.
So are you spelling improvement with 3 O's in a row?
I certainly am. It's not because I said the word wrong at all.
All right, so tell us about the improvement this week with O's.
Well, we get to see the greed take on human forms.
And, of course, the one female greed decides to become a young schoolgirl.
Which is terrifying. Because I expect her to become a beautiful slut, like, you know, most evil women in Japanese television shows.
I just said she became a young schoolgirl.
No, schoolgirl. Japanese schoolgirls are creepy. Maybe it's just because I've watched The Grudge, but...
Or Sailor Moon.
Yeah, that too.
Cat Greed still is missing most of his parts.
Yes.
So that's a nice bit of continuity.
And he's probably about to start missing some more here very shortly.
Yes.
Because apparently he did not return that metal back to Uva, the green and bug greed.
The bug greed.
And yeah. Then Ankh kind of let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
Yeah. Whoops. Somebody's going to get an ass whooping.
And then meanwhile, we have the lovely subplot with Hina and her snobby, rich, bitchy friend.
Yeah, I love Hina's friends.
Well, snobby, like... not rich anymore friend.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I love it after the bitch, you know, goes through all that bitchiness, like, you know, you ruined this coat, but I don't want it anyway. Hina's friends come and say, what's with that bitch? She should go to bitch school. Hina's friends are awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Two people probably never see any of them again.
That's too bad.
Because I think this is their second appearance ever so far.
Hopefully they'll keep showing up just briefly to be awesome.
You know who we haven't seen lately in O's, though?
Who?
The Balkan Skull types from the first two episodes.
Yeah. Evil Balkan Skull.
Of course, like I was thinking then, they probably won't be recurring, even though it would be funny if they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, the episode picked up where episode 4 left off with Cake Guy talking to the boys on a giant iPad.
While baking a cake.
It wasn't really an iPad. Yeah. It was just a big flat-screen monitor with, like, a battery pack or something. You could see the backside of it when Secretary Girl turned around.
Yeah, it's a little strange using an iPhone so heavily, but then use the iPad for that. I mean...
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of... I guess they just wanted one specific product placement rather than the whole range.
Yeah. Wait, so he strikes a deal with them. I'll let you use the ride vendors and the Candroids as long as you give me 70% of what you earn.
Ankh didn't seem too happy with that.
That's a really horrible deal.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some room for negotiation in there somewhere. Of course, the best part of that was later on when Ankh went to one of the ride vendors stationed nonchalantly around the city. This one happened to be in like an alley somewhere.
I love that the city is stocked with motorcycles.
Well, this one actually happened to be right by the headquarters.
And it's nice that Cake Guy came up on the big monitor as soon as Ankh put the cell metal in the thing and noted how he was enjoying their services so much.
Yeah. And that led to one of the best parts of the episode with both Ankh and AG on the motorcycles.
Yeah.
Which was a really nice action sequence.
I kind of like the concept that there's a bunch of these motorcycles around for multiple.
Yeah, there's a motorcycle on every street corner.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they're like red boxes.
Yeah.
I wonder how many...
what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to a red box and putting coins in it and see what happens.
I wonder how many cell metals you have to put in to get a Blu-ray.
Just one blue metal.
All the cell metals are silver, though, so your joke fails.
Oh, we could put a core metal in.
Well, that'd be kind of a waste, wouldn't it?
No, you get it back. probably.
Maybe if you put a core metal into one of those ride vendors, it turns into a robot.
That'd be awesome.
And, you know, I've been thinking about it, too. It occurs to me that probably the secondary writer for this series is going to be a Kogami Foundation creation.
And the secondary writer is going to be Goto.
Yeah, the last ride vendor.
Yeah, I'm guessing that right now, too.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense.
And he's pretty awesome anyway, so.
You know, we might only have to wait another month or so for that to happen. Well, 6 weeks, I guess. Excel took a while to show up in Double, relatively speaking, but it's not always strictly that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Decade, DN showed up within the first dozen episodes or so.
Huh.
Of course, that was a shorter series, too, so never mind.
So
around January, we ought to
see... I like how AG pointed out that Ankh eats too much ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Ankh is eating him out of underwear.
Yeah, I'm using your mom joke. We could fit into that.
Your mom doesn't fit into anything, though.
But I fit into her underwear.
Yeah, it's the size of a tent. Where were we?
Your mom makes my underwear.
You can say Ultimate into your mom's underpants.
Yeah, I think that would almost fit.
See, oh, we get new Candroid this week. The Grasshopper.
Bata!
And apparently it's a walkie-talkie that rolls around on the ground.
And chirps.
Yeah.
Kind of cute, so, actually.
Obviously the best walkie-talkie ever, and those toys had better be working walkie-talkies.
I have my doubts.
They won't be.
It'll be so lame if they're not.
But once you get around to the EOL Candroid, you will get a sparking gimmick. So that'll make up for it, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Especially if you get like a can of hairspray with it.
Flamethrower Candroid.
That would have to be like a dragonfly or something.
Do you know what's great about dragonflies? They've learned how to fly and mate at the same time.
Well, if you can fly, I mean, you're just wasting your time if you don't learn to do that.
But they fly and they f*** each other in front of everyone. It's like, hey, we're flying and having sex. What are you going to do about it? You know, you can just sit there and shake your fists at them and rage.
So is there anything else going on in O's? Oh, there was an interesting thing
yes.
You mentioned on Twitter.
Yeah, they got some new medals, but we didn't see it.
I learned something from O's.
What was that part again?
Well, they now have one of each of three. Well, one of... Well,
they got
have
the whole
that...
set of green core medals now.
Yeah.
So that actually ties into the next episode preview. We'll talk about that in a second. But Mickey, your observation?
Yeah, I learned something from O's today.
Uh-huh.
When a whale wearing high heels does a jump flip over you, you punch her in the neck.
Makes sense to me.
It's the sensible response, really.
I thought it was funny that she had a whole little mini killer whale for a head.
Yeah.
I guess that's when Willie went after he got free.
He landed on her head.
That's gotta be an awful way to wake up.
I like her squid cape, too.
Yeah, there's some fun monster design in this. I mean, at least for the greeds. The yummies are kind of weird looking. Especially when they get the humanish faces.
Her yummy is interesting in that apparently it's spores.
I think it's like tadpoles, though, like frog eggs.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's supposed to be, since she's the aquatic type.
Yeah, right. I like that the all their yummies are different. It keeps things from getting too repetitive.
Yeah.
Which actually, it's kind of like a Metal Hero series in that respect.
And that there's a lot of different types of monsters.
Yeah.
The next episode preview... seems to indicate something I've been assuming the whole time, which is that when you get all the same type of metal together, it makes you a lot more powerful.
Yeah, apparently something awesome is going to happen.
Well, he's going to be green.
Something awesome happens by default.
There's going to be lots of O's. So they dumped out a whole cereal box full of him on the street.
Ha, ha. I think the O's cereal joke got old, like, the week after we learned the name.
Yeah, probably, but there's going to be lots and lots of green O's fighting things. Crabs, maybe? I can't really tell.
I wonder how that's going to work.
Your mom fought a lot of crabs.
Yeah, I wonder how the multiplication trick is going to work in context with the medals.
Just got to wait and find out, I guess.
But I don't want to.
Stupid time.
I know, I'm like spoiled by having the subtitles the next day now. You know, used to we would have to wait a whole week for the subtitles, and then it didn't
sometimes
seem so bad waiting until the next week for the next episode. But, you know, now we're getting everything right away, and I want the next episode now! Now! What?
Yes.
Yeah.
We agree. Just don't have an aneurysm.
Okay. So, do we have anything else to talk about in this segment? Okay, then. Take a break?
Sure.
All right, we'll come back to Twitter Theater, I think. Unless somebody has something else to go before then that nobody told me about. Okay, then, Twitter Theater.
Timmy eats real brand mayonnaise.
FigureReviews.com, covering all your toy review needs. The best in photography, with detailed reviews and high-quality video. FigureReviews.com has over 200 reviews, nearly 4,000 photos, and now features the bite-sized podcast and a growing library of video reviews. Quality matters. FigureReviews.com.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
Okay, so this week's Twitter Theater was episode 22 of Ryu Kendo, which was a series that preceded Tamika Hero Rescue Force and was also produced by Takara. Of course, the difference being that this was actually, like, entertaining, I guess.
Good.
Yeah. It was really, really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I want to watch more of it.
Now, the whole reason, there was one specific reason I picked this episode to watch, which was that the episode's transformation sequence occurred in a public bathroom. I'm really easy to please that way.
Who hasn't changed clothes in a public restroom?
Using magic. Well, it beats a phone booth, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
or,
they have a choice. Nobody makes phone booths anymore.
Yeah, try to find a payphone someplace. I dare you.
Well,
it's also better.
But try finding an actual phone booth.
Yeah,
that's where the problem is.
Well, still, a public toilet is at least better concealed than, say, the hallway right off the side of a gym.
Mm-hmm.
In the youth center.
Yeah.
Or the hallway at school.
Right.
Or a public park.
Or, like, basically anywhere the Power Rangers ever morphed that wasn't the command center or the rad bug. You know,
God, I hated that.
You know, come to think of it, I always wondered how that was supposed to work, because it's not like there's a lot of space inside of a Volkswagen. And if all five of them were in there at once, I can't even imagine how they reached their morphers. You ever try to cram five people into a Volkswagen?
Crammed your mom into a Volkswagen. He died.
No, wouldn't that be crammed a Volkswagen into your mom?
I crammed five people into your mom.
She died.
It's like a clown car.
No, they died.
So anyway, talk about Ryu Kendo some. The tagline I put on this episode for the tweet about it was fighting evil with flower arranging. Would you say that was accurate?
Yeah.
That's part of some weird Japanese pun that I didn't really catch because the subtitles moved by too quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little bit of a problem.
So, I like the villains for the show. There's an annoyingly smug woman in gold, and the
then
guy
thinks, who can somehow move his hand despite it being glued to the table.
Yeah, his name was Dr. Worm, and I hear he likes to play the drums.
Wait, what?
That would be hilarious. They might be Giants joke for anyone who knows.
So. Oh, okay. I'm not that hip.
Someone out there listening is laughing.
Someone out there is listening?
No, because then they'd have to be listening.
Way to step on my joke. So somebody say something.
Their putties are fun. They're bright purple eyeball things.
And they can be defeated with flowers.
Well, I think most people could be defeated by having a rose shoved up their ass.
Point well taken.
Or it not well taken.
I know! See, this is why I always say I get the best quotes from Fort Max every episode.
Okay, so the Ryukindo guys, they're both cops, right?
Of some sort, yeah.
Okay. And then their what? Rival is...
I guess not.
Yeah.
He's some guy.
He's blonde.
Which
is
disturbing all by itself.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it doesn't go with his skin tone, obviously, so it just looks wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course, you know, being the later edition rival character, he gets to be an ass to everybody.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
It usually is.
Mm-hmm. And of course, his Hessian device gets to be an ass as well.
Yeah, it's kind of mouthy.
Apparently the other two don't talk. I wasn't able to tell.
Well, they could. They talked at the end. They just don't talk much, apparently.
So,
you know, one thing I liked about in the concept of this was that the general citizenry is making a task force to fight off these demons by themselves.
Well, when the general citizenry has access to sniper rifles and rocket launchers, you guys send it to monsters too.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
flowers.
Yeah. Well, that certainly will help.
And plus, it's mooks. Come on.
Yeah, I guess that really wouldn't have worked against the rock monster.
Yeah, mooks in the past have been defeated by beach balls.
Poor putties. No respect, I'm telling you.
They're called Jamangas in this show, which makes me think of, like, Jenga crossed with a Jumanji.
Actually, it sounds like a kind of a juice cocktail.
It does sound good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It sounds very, like, citrusy and floral.
I'm imagining, like, pineapple and, like, a peach, maybe?
Mango, maybe?
Well, you probably know.
Your mom knows. She's tasted my juice.
Yeah. So let's see. Apparently this episode took place far enough into the series for Ryukendo himself to have his power up.
Well, before we get to the power up, though, let's point out the hilarity of the third Ryukendo guy blows up the monster and does the cool pose, and the monster just reforms.
Yeah.
And then repeat with the second, with the other guy.
Yeah.
With another guy.
It was definitely a nice touch.
Yeah.
You can tell it's not taking itself very seriously, and it comes across well that way.
And of course, there are a lot of nice touches that still make it look like a cheesy rubber suit monster show. Like
Which
the glue in a what looks like a carpeted Cheese Whiz can. Because that glue can that Dr. Worm was using looked like someone just glued carpet onto a Cheese Whiz can.
That's why they sell Cheese Whiz in Japan. It's carpeted.
And of course, as mentioned before, the guy in the suit being incapable of keeping his hand in one place on the table. Because every time he moved, his hand that was supposed to be glued down would be moving across the table.
I guess that glue wasn't so super after all. Well, it probably was. It probably wasn't even glue. It probably just was Cheese Whiz.
He just thought it was glue.
That guy doesn't seem too bright, you know.
Well, how many tries did he grab the carpeted can?
Well, yeah, when all the cans are carpeted, how are you supposed to tell what's what anyway?
By the texture of the carpet, whether it's shag or, you know, a little short or...
Well, that is how I tell your mom apart from others.
But her carpet doesn't match the drapes, though.
But yeah, look how many tries it took Dr. Worm to actually make that monster. I don't think he's really at the peak of his profession.
And of course, then that the rock monster can't even manage to follow the Mook Patrol.
Well, it's a rock monster. I mean, can't be that smart.
Yeah, boulders don't make many right turns outside of UHF.
The best part of our show is all of the bizarre random references.
So, for Ryukendo's power...
Yeah, pretty much.
For Ryukendo's power-up, when he gets all fiery, he calls on a robotic ape to jump on his back and become giant cannons.
That's which... quite a monkey to have on your back.
Basically, he calls the Red Battle Zord.
Oh!
The Red Battle Zord crossed with the Konga Zord.
I was thinking more the Ninja Zord ape.
That was a really bad ape, though, that Ninja Zord.
Oh, it looked exactly like an ape. What are you talking about? It had the tail and the wings.
Wings?
Wings?
What ape wings? Zord are you thinking of?
You know the one with the six legs.
No, I'm thinking the one that looks like a guy with a beard.
Oh, yeah, that. That doesn't look like anything at all like an ape.
But it was a great guy with a beard Zord.
But, yeah, fire-spewing monkey cannons are pretty awesome.
You know, I try not to do this, but it just puts me in mind of... do you remember reading It's Walkie and when Monkey Master had his monkey guns that shot monkeys?
Nah.
Well, obviously no. Fort Max does because he giggled.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, he could just have gas.
Well, that works fine as long as you don't try swimming.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Because then the monkeys drown.
Yes, I'm aware. Yes,
I don't know what to say the monkeys won't do.
You know, I've had that stuck in my head for days.
With the Animaniac song?
Yes.
Although technically it's not really an Animaniac song. They just sort of taught it to us.
Well, Tiny Toons did the same thing with They Might Be Giants songs.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Ryukendo and his flaming monkey cannon. Because it's just so fun to say flaming monkey cannon.
It's an ape.
That'd be the subtitle for this show?
Sure. Superhero Time. Flaming monkey cannon.
Out of a flaming monkey cannon.
No, if it was out of something, it'd be out of a flaming monkey butt.
Like a baboon?
And it would be thrown at someone.
Or your mom?
Baboons are scary, though. I don't like baboons.
Chimps are scary, too.
Well, chimps are kind of scary, but chimps can be, you know, kind of friendly. But baboons, if you see a baboon in the wild, you know you're going to be ripped apart, like, in seconds.
Yeah.
Like, baboons and hippos both terrify me.
You would think it would be rhinos, since they've got the horn, but no, those hippos are pretty bad.
Yeah, hippos are mean. Rhinos, you know, they might not mess with you if you're not too close to them, but...
Mm-hmm. But hippos, they're like angry cows.
They're like your mom with less hair.
And less weight.
And smaller mouths.
And plus, when I think of rhinos, I think of that scene from Ace Ventura 2, and that makes me smile.
When I think of rhinos, I think of that scene from Beast Wars, and that makes me smile. Nothing?
Nah.
This has been the most humiliating defeat of my entire career.
Yes.
Well, just wait till he gets turned into a floating head. That'll be worse.
Yeah, whatever. So how about that Ryukendo?
Did we scoop out the toys at all? Or, well, I didn't, obviously, but did y'all?
No, not really.
I looked it up on eBay. Most of them are kind of reasonably priced.
I've seen a couple of short YouTube videos about the roleplay toys, but... Nothing's really stuck with me. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that, Mickey?
About what?
Toys.
Okay, well, I'm looking them up now. Apparently, there were toys.
Oh, see, I thought you had done this before.
No, I just said that I had not. I was asking y'all if y'all had looked at them before.
Well, if you said that you had not, you said it poorly, and I could not hear you.
Your mom says things poorly. Well, it looks like the toys come with keys and armor that transform on top of them.
Okay, what, Mickey? Paladin just your mommed over you.
That's revolting. Well, it's looking like the toys have their little mecha allies with keys that can form the armor on top of them. They look pretty nice. They look fairly immobile, which, you know, par for the course of human figures.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, though. Takara makes, like, Micro Man, which are very poseable and breakable.
Yeah, but the Micro Man sucks. No one likes them, so.
That's because they're very breakable.
And they're, well, they're Micro Man, yeah. Yeah, that's like pretty standard stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't think to look into this before just now. I just thought of it, so.
Well, that's basically the theme of our show. Didn't think to look into this until just now. That and flaming monkey cannons.
They look better than what I saw of the Tamika Hero stuff.
That's very true. They look much less,
Okay, but here's crappy. The thing. Here's the thing. In the Tamika line, there's a roleplay chainsaw and a roleplay sledgehammer.
The thing is, why don't you need a roleplay sledgehammer? Can you just get, like, a real one?
Well, the roleplay sledgehammer transforms into, like, 27 different tools. That might be a
don't
slight exaggeration.
Don't sledgehammers do that?
Well, let's see. It can become a hammer or a club or a stick.
Here's something interesting. It looks like, unless this is a custom, they made a super articulated figure of the Jumangas.
That's kind of weird.
Let me post.
Every time you say Jumangas, I want juice. I don't know why. It just sounds like such a juice kind of thing.
See, now you're making me thirsty.
Boy, that thing is super poseable. Actually, it looks a lot like a Micro Man body.
Not surprising.
It probably is.
Come to think of it, I think they did do Ryu Kendo Micro Man figures.
That's probably what these are, then.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Or were for 10 minutes or so before they broke.
Well, yeah. That just kind of...
Maybe they just break in our big, meaty American paws.
I have my doubts, and who just popped one?
That was Ben.
Not it.
Seriously, that was Ben opening a soda?
Yeah.
That was loud. What do you have, a grenade?
Sundrop.
Boy. Or was he just, like, standing right next to the microphone?
No.
Wow. Okay, anyway. I don't think Ryu Kendo had any, like, mecha or anything, so...
Which is a disappointment.
A little bit.
At least to me.
Well, it's a disappointment assuming that Ryu Kendo would have had the same kind of great-looking CGI to use them in the show. Like,
I think they spent that budget on writing instead, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, and the animation, let's see, this is at the same production company as Energon.
Right, but see...
Oh, yeah, there's a resume stand for you.
Yeah, we...
The problem is, though... The company can do whatever you want on the money you give them.
Yeah.
And obviously the investment on those Transformers series was a little bit low.
Yeah.
Like, here's $5 in a sandwich. Let's see what you can do.
You really think Energon took a whole $5?
No, Armada cost $5. Energon was like $3.50 and a cup of coffee.
Armada was $5 and Energon was the sandwich. But they only ate half the sandwich. I'm sorry, what?
We're getting distracted by talk of food now.
Well, you're the one who brought up with that Jumanga juice. Or something. I don't know. I'm telling you, that sounds like the actual name of some kind of a juice blend.
I think you're thinking of jungle juice, like from school.
No.
The fuchsia little milk carton looking thing?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I guess that's just where I went to school then.
Probably.
And it was like a milk carton, but it was fat, and it was fuchsia, and it had a giraffe on it. It was jungle juice.
Maybe by the time I was in school, they had done away with that.
Probably.
You are so much older.
They switched y'all to the high test Mountain Dew. Fake Kool-Aid.
Surge.
You know, I was so disappointed when I went to Kroger the other day and they redesigned all their soda packaging and now their Citrus Drop Extreme doesn't look extreme at all anymore.
It's sedate? Calming?
Yeah, it kind of is.
They still have Dr. K, though, so...
Since when did she become a soft drink?
Like 1987. So, do we have anything else to say about Ryu Kendo?
I don't think so.
Because for most of the time,
I love
we have
it ended with the vigilante group essentially booting out heroes for running away.
Yeah, they all got called cowards.
Yeah,
that was pretty great.
That's too bad.
And of course, that by the time, and of course, also loved the fact that by the time they came out after morphing, that
everybody's gone.
Yeah, they've already beaten all of them.
Yeah, they come out on stage and do their heroic posing, and nobody's there to see.
Yeah,
it's such a self-aware series, isn't it?
It seems like it.
It was also funny and slightly creepy in the bathroom when they were all about to transform and kept yelling at each other not to look.
Yeah.
I'm just disturbed to consider the implications of that.
So the question is, which one was looking?
Well, probably none of them, since they all went into the stalls.
Well, then why did they say don't look then? Someone had to start to look before somebody told not to look.
Like I said, it's all just kind of creepy and I don't want to think too much about it. Of course, it was also funny then when their spirit dragons or whatever they were started fighting in the air in the middle of the transformation.
And also it made the effect look like it was killing, like the dragon things were killing the bathroom lights.
It would have been great if it did leave smoldering holes in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Just anywhere they go.
Usually what happens when your mom goes to the bathroom.
That and the cracked toilet.
Only
no,
a crack.
I'm sorry, I meant a toilet in her crack. No, it would be great though if any place they went and transformed, it just destroyed the surroundings around them.
I like when Kamen Rider G transforms.
Well, that's just like burning a big G onto a skyscraper. That's not such a big deal.
Of course not.
No, I would call it more like weaponizing the explosion from morphing, like an RPM.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Flynn.
But you have to give Ziggy some credit there, too, for wondering if that would happen to him in the kitchen. RPM was such a good show.
Yeah.
It's so unfair.
We need to cover that at some point.
But what can we even say about RPM?
How much they got right?
Twitter theater, probably.
Speaking of Twitter theater, let's see what's on schedule for next week.
Oh, if we're sticking the schedule, I know what it is.
Well, remind me because I've forgotten.
It's Dynaman.
It's the second
time.
Adaptation decay, right?
Yes, it is. It's Dynaman.
Hooray. America's first Sentai.
Apparently so. Yeah, Mickey, you've been wanting to do this for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, because I'm very curious to see, one, how well it holds up compared to what I remember it being. Mm-hmm. And it's the only real comedic take we've gotten on Sentai.
You mean the only intentionally comedic take?
Well, okay, yes.
Because, I mean, all kinds of stuff is hilarious, but not on purpose.
Yeah, not everything is the Green Ranger's No Way.
Oh, I miss 1993.
Really? I mean, that was pre-internet.
But it was still, you know, Power Rangers.
Well, not technically pre-internet, but you know what I mean.
Pre-common internet, yeah. Pre-World Wide Web.
Pre-useful internet.
Pre-World Wide Web?
Yeah.
I recall in 1993 we had a computer that had 2 megabytes of RAM.
That's amazing.
And a 120 megabyte hard drive.
Man, you would never fill that thing up.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy to just think that 10 years ago, YouTube didn't exist.
It didn't, did it? And to think
we had to turn to real media for streaming out video.
Yeah, if we were doing this show in 1999, we would be on real media right now. And, of course, we wouldn't actually be talking to each other because, you know, no Skype.
Yeah.
And very limited broadband. And also, Fort Max would have been, what, 12?
93?
No, 99.
Oh, 99.
I know in 93 you weren't even born yet.
What?
I forget, how old are you?
I'm 23.
So, yeah, in 99, you would have been...
12.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that right the first try. Go math. And Paladin would have been, well, probably still exactly 14. The same as he is now. 14 and probably just as angry.
And Mickey would have still been old.
Yeah.
Mickey would have been, like, 25 or something.
40.
Oh, so you're aging backwards.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else to talk about this week?
I think that's about it.
Okay, so next week we're doing part two of Adaptation Decay. Of course, this time it'll be more like Adaptation Distillation, probably. With the dub of Dynaman versus the original.
Isn't this really part three of Adaptation Decay?
Well, I guess only if you count your Sailor Moon thing, which I don't.
But I do.
See, that's the thing, Mickey. You don't count, so...
No, I totally just counted. I 1, 2, and 3. So, yeah. I can keep going if you'd like.
You counted the medals, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, life goes on.
Anything goes.
Selling iPhones.
Don't worry.
Be happy. I think we got a little bit lost there.
I think you got lost. I was still on topic.
Oh, whatever. Okay, well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening.
We're sorry.
As usual.
See you next time.
On Reading Rainbow.
All right, Fort Max, sing the song.
That was so fake, Fort Max.
I remember it sounding prettier on TV.
I think that was just the animation that did it.
Oh, okay.
If you took what Fort Max just did and set it to that same animation, I'm sure it would be just as good. After all, Rose by any other name is just as...
You know, every rose has its thorn.
Yeah.
Hopefully not stuck up your butt.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
Man, Power Rangers Scrubs? That would just be like the best season.
It'd be better than most season of Scrubs.
So is anything else going on?
So, they'd be mentored by Dr. Cox's floating head.
That would be really awesome, actually.
And instead of Alpha, you have the janitor.
That actually works out surprisingly well. And then every season you have to have the Red Ranger become a dick for no reason at all, just to keep him from being too likable.
You already do that.
I know! No, I'm still just kind of stuck on Dr. Cox's floating head.
Everybody loves floating Cox.
This conversation's too good to not put in the show somewhere, so...
Yeah, whenever we cross Power Rangers over with something weird and retarded, it always ends up being gold.
It does!
Next week we'll cross it over with the Golden Girls.
I was thinking of something with Golden Girls crossover. Oh, I remember what it was. Powerpuff Girls crossover with Golden Girls.
That's a very interesting combination of things to be thinking of at the same time.